the crumbling warrant for the arrest of a once infamous Cornish pirate. A draft was blowing at Connie's ankles, and there was a distinct smell of mice. It had been many years since she'd been inside the museum. The last time, she was probably 12.
"It's lovely," she replied,
remembering her mum's admonitions to be kind to her uncle, who was, in her mum's words, "offering you a proper job at last, so don't look ungrateful."
"I'll do my best to take care of it, Uncle Bill."
Connie had had a proper job for some time, in fact, although her mum had never seen it that way. She'd trained in theatre at university, despite her mum's frequent suggestions she should have tried business or cooking or something else useful, and then worked her way up to stage manager at a theatre in Plymouth, far enough away from Magpie Cove not to have to visit very regularly, but close enough that she could stay in touch. Unfortunately, the theatre had just closed due to a lack of funding, and despite calling up all the industry connections she could think of and scouring the stage, she hadn't found anything.
"Well, you might think about changing some things, I'll be bound. Young blood and all that,"
her uncle wheezed as he led her up the rickety wooden stairs to a mezzanine level.
"Now, here's where we keeps most of the photographs, though there's these swords and these chests too."
He walked slowly along the narrow walkway that lined the two sides and the back wall of the museum, pointing at framed pictures and display cases as he went.
"Here's a lovely set of oil paintings. Smugglers' ships be like these in the 18th century.
He coughed, holding onto the wooden banister for support.
"And on this side, we got artifacts from a couple of wrecks. The Amsterdam of 1749 and the Lady Anne. That was 1690, mind you. Straightforward shipwreck, not pirates that time."
"Mmm,"
Connie replied, without much enthusiasm. If her mum, Esther, wasn't such a pro at making her feel guilty, would she ever have agreed to come back to Magpie Cove? Even having lost her job, she'd resisted. But then her money had totally run out. She couldn't pay the rent on her flat anymore. And it was Magpie Cove or sleeping on friends' sofas, homeless. Even then, Connie had held back. There were things here she didn't want to remember. Yet Esther was relentless, seeing an opportunity to have her only daughter back home.
"Your uncle can hardly stand, my love. We need someone to take over the museum. And I'm not as good as I was, neither," she'd said on the phone,
adding a cough for theatrical effect. Connie snorted at the memory. Her mother was as strong as a cart horse. Still, Esther had been right about Uncle Bill. He turned to her, his white beard catching the light streaming through one of the grimy skylight windows on the roof. He was her mum's oldest brother, 63 to her mum's early 50s, and Connie could see a huge difference between them. Bill had always had a beard, and nowadays it was more Santa-like than ever, resting on his chest and curling around his ears. Yet last time Connie had been home, Bill had looked his usual hale and hearty self, with a broad chest and arms roped with muscle from years of taking the boat out, fighting with the Cornish tides. Yet now, her uncle looked thin. Connie wondered when he'd last ventured out on the Pirate Queen, an ex-fishing boat he'd turned into a tourist attraction.
"What is it, Uncle Bill?
Mum was a bit vague."
Connie held out an arm for her uncle, and he took it gratefully.
"I mean, you're past retirement age anyway, aren't you? You could have got someone in a while ago to take over."
She steered Bill carefully back along the mezzanine, and they started slowly down the steps.
"'Tis my heart, the doctor says. Plus, the rheumatics don't help," Bill wheezed. "Wants me to stop smoking a pipe as well. I smoked since I was in the Navy. Don't see why I have to stop now. Not done me any harm."
Connie raised an eyebrow but said nothing. Stubbornness ran in her family. You might as well tell Bill Christie to stop breathing as leave his pipe behind.
"Anyway, keeps me busy. I didn't want to retire. What was I going to do? Sit about the house? At least here, if people..."